This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Steve Broomer, who is a partner at BH IoT Group. Steve, thank you for joining me today.
Doug, thanks for the invitation. Glad to be here.
So, Steve, I think we'll be talking about a couple of things today. We'll be talking maybe very briefly about the keynote speech you made last week at the IT Expo. And also we'll be talking about your involvement with Mariota. So first of all, what is Mariota?
So Mariota is a company based in Australia that is a satellite IoT or Internet of Things communications provider. So they have satellites up in the air covering 100% of the areas in where they have satellites. So say over North America, including Canada and the U.S., where they provide 100% coverage of data communications directly from a sensor or a device in a remote field in the middle of nowhere, directly to the orbit satellite and then down to you. So it's 100% coverage, it's low battery, low cost, and it's direct to satellite. And so you remove the barriers that are around geography, infrastructure, and cost with the Mariota solution.
And what's the connection between your company and Mariota?
Well, Doug, BH IoT Group is an international go-to-market strategy advisory consulting firm. So our job is to help companies in the IoT space primarily with bringing their products and services to market. So we care about monetization and commercialization of the product or the service offering that they have. Mariota is an Australian-based company, as I said, and part of the things that we deliver for international companies is a jumpstart program to get them into the North American market. So we will be Mariota's North American market managers. We will be helping with the marketing. That's why I'm on your podcast today. We will help them with establishing channels and distribution, as well as developers utilizing the Mariota program.
And what products or services will you be featuring from Mariota?
It's going to be airtime for sure. So the cost of data going from the ground to the satellite and through will be in pennies. There'll be 20 byte messages that you'll send as a payload to the satellite and back. And we're talking about less than 5 cents per 20 byte message. So we're selling airtime. We're also selling developer kits. So if there are companies out there that are developers that are looking to be building products around the Mariota solution, we have developer kits for $600 that include the module, the antenna, the boards, all of the support services necessary for you to get up and running. And then there are modules that we have that will be sold to IoT device makers to include in their board to be able to communicate to the satellites for various applications that they might have.
And I understand you've got some unique offerings.
Well, we are unique in the sense that we are extremely secure. The Mariota devices communicate data securely and privately over the Mariota network. So for us, the security is built right in. It's 256 AES, and it does allow you to add more security on, but it's secure from the module into the system. These are, as I said, really low cost. So from a budget standpoint, the modules are very, very competitive as far as pricing is concerned, and so is the airtime. And the other thing is that the battery life on these are very, very long. The way the satellites come up over the atmosphere that then communicate to a device is not real time. So it's not sending it 24/7. It's whenever the satellite comes over your location. And so you're able to put these modules to sleep. And so it can last a very, very, very long time. So those are some really good parts of it. And the latency is there too. So there's many good advantages to the Mariota solution versus others.
So what are the most common use cases?
Today, it's been agriculture, water management, remote tank monitoring, remote meter monitoring, asset tracking, equipment monitoring, fleet management. So the traditional top six IoT vertical market segments, but not having to worry about having coverage with a carrier, with a wireless carrier from a tower, this allows you to communicate pretty much everywhere. So the applications are still the same, collecting that data, sending that data back from an asset or a well or a tank or a farm or a water monitoring program back to there. So those are the top six vertical markets and case studies.
Now, do you have a message or a story for the developer community?
Yeah, these developer kits that we have allow you to fast track the design and implement Mariota solutions. So you can get up and running literally, even, you know, Doug, you know, I'm not that much of a developer. So I was actually able to do it in a short period of time. So let's just say less than an hour. The development board includes the antenna, a module, the battery, sensor interface breakouts, as well as the APIs to be able to integrate it to whatever other application that you're trying to do, like an asset tracking application that you might already have. Mariota does not provide the applications. This is a communication protocol hardware program.
Now, will you be reaching out to communities outside of the developer community?
Of course. We are already working with not only the developers, but the channel partners that are in these particular vertical markets that are already sending this data from these remote locations over either wired connections or on cellular. So the answer is we're looking at anybody that's out there that is looking for a 100% coverage related need from Earth.
So Steve, you, as I mentioned earlier, you made a keynote speech last week at IT Expo.
Yes, Doug. Yeah, it was great to be there. So remember, we were at IT Expo, so it's a big show. And then on the other side of the hallway from you was IoT Evolution Expo. As you know, all those shows are co-located there in Miami Beach Convention Center last week. So with my connections, I actually did five different sessions last week, including the keynote. We have an annual event at the opening keynote on Wednesday of the first day of the show, where I bring many of the analysts from the industry in, and we talk about, okay, this year the topics, as you can imagine, Doug, was about, you know, what are we doing with COVID? What did we learn from COVID? How is IoT involved with COVID? What are we looking at for the next 18 months? I'm not a big soothsayer of saying, oh, we're going to have 50 billion units in the next 5 years. I care about how we're going to make money over the next year or two. And so we talked about that. We talked about some really cool, innovative product offerings that are coming out, very similar to Mariota. And then the biggest thing is that so many companies are getting funded to do some amazing, cool technology, really disruptive technology in the IoT space. As we look at the growth of IoT over the last several years, I had two speeches on asset tracking, which is number one growth area within the IoT space. Obviously, we talked about satellites and satellite communication. So it was an excellent show. And more importantly, Doug, as you know, it was great to see people at a show, not wearing masks, shaking hands and having conversation. So that, Doug, I don't care if I didn't get one sales deal out of the week. It was a great show to be able to get out and see everybody.
Well, let me pull together a couple of strands here as we wind down our podcast. You know, with the company you're now working with, is there a message to you mentioned the channel. What about the channel community that hasn't traditionally been involved with IoT? They've been selling telecommunication services and whatnot and so on. But it sounds like there's an opportunity for them.
There's an amazing, huge money-making opportunity for telecom resellers that are out there. the concepts of selling UCaaS, SD-WAN, UC products and services is no different than the IoT side. You are selling a piece of hardware, you're selling software, you're selling a platform, you're selling connectivity, and you're selling installation and MSP-related services afterwards for a recurring revenue stream. So your readers, a telecom reseller, are a perfect match for what we're trying to accomplish in IoT. We believe that the telecom resellers are a huge upside opportunity for us in the industry because of the account control that you guys have. So 2 weeks ago, I was at a huge telecom master agent doing a two-hour seminar on IoT to telecom guys. Now, did I see some glazed over eyes? Sure. but I think they are now beginning to understand that there is money to be made, and it's not that different than the existing business models that they've been used to for decades.
So, Steve, I want to thank you for joining me today and giving us a glimpse at this very interesting entry of Mariota into our market and some of the interesting products you guys are going to be rolling out, presenting, and the big opportunity possibly for the telecom reseller community. Where can everyone learn more?
Well, you can come to us in two different ways. You can obviously come to Mariota.com, and that's Mariota.com for information about Mariota. Or you can reach out to us at bhiotgroup.com. And again, I'm Steve Brummer. You can reach me at sbrummer, S-B-R-U-M-E-R, at bhiotgroup.com.
Well, Steve, again, thank you very much indeed for joining us today. Most interesting. We'll look forward to learning more as this rolls out.
And thank you for the opportunity, Doug. And as I said to you prior, great publication, great job you guys have done, a telecom reseller. As I said, I've been a reader and a member for a very, very long time.
Well, we always appreciate the fact that people have stuck with us, and we appreciate your readership. We really do. And that's the most important thing when readers like what they read. So thank you very much. And like I said, I'm looking for the next time we get together and inform the readers about what's happening.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity.